When you're trying to explore what your purpose is, I think the one question that comes up is, what will you do for free for the rest of your life? What would you do if you didn't get paid for it? My parents just sort of said, you know, education is critical. You must go to school. You must go to college. That's great. And I was the first in my family to graduate from college with a four-year degree. And so it was that level of responsibility, sort of. And I'm the oldest of three girls. And you just have this level of responsibility to set this example. And so whatever creative fun, you know, feels fun, that doesn't feel right. Like, that feels selfish. And so you kind of like say, let me take the path that I know is least or selfless, and I know will make those who I care about happy. I was at State Farm for 7 years. I left State Farm in 2013. I left because I was looking for this fulfillment. I wanted more opportunity. I wanted to grow, and I didn't think I could find it there. Little did I know, I couldn't find it anywhere, but internally, I left State Farm in search of this fulfillment after 7 years. And I started at a new company, and I was with that company for almost seven years. And that company initially gave me exactly this checklist that I had in mind. I thought I wanted with the next opportunity. I wanted more money. I wanted to be closer to home. I wanted to travel. All those things happened in this new job. And then a few years went by, and here we are in 2014. And I was like, well, why doesn't this feel, it's great, it's exciting, but why doesn't it feel fulfilling? Like, what else do I want? When you start to do some soul searching and just kind of get quiet and journal in a way and think, and if you believe, pray, I think that's when you start to realize, you know, I don't have to do like this extravagant soul searching. It's been right there, part of my life. What do I enjoy doing? And that's quite possibly what I should be doing to make a living for the rest of my life. You got this. You can do it. Just dig into what you're amazing at, your zone of genius, lean into that, hire or outsource for the things that you're not great at, and enjoy the journey and the ride.